This week, the Eagles defense will have to prepare for a totally different RG3 and what they saw in week one compared to where he's at right now. Week one, he was a stable quarterback in the backfield, couldn't move as much coming off that ACL injury. But later in the season, we're starting to see this guy, why he was the rookie of the year last year. Let's take a look at this play here. You see the triple read option here against the Chicago Bears. RG3 is going to get lead blockers out here on the perimeter. And the difference you see in his game today is the acceleration, his ability to burst through holes. Nice blocks on the outside there, and then his vision getting here on the outside up the sideline. This is something that the Eagles will definitely have to account for that they didn't have to account for in the first game. The Redskins do a good job of getting blockers on the perimeter for RG3. You're going to see him out here. He has the opportunity to get the ball to Alfred Morris coming up the middle, but he sees that the Bears defense has committed to the inside. He does the right thing, tuck it, get to the outside, and this guy's just like a running back. I mean, his eyes are down the field. You're going to see a hat on the hat. And when you get to the second level here for the Eagles, it will be imperative. Nate Allen, Patrick Chung, you got to read where your other defenders are, funnel him to the other defenders. Keep these the short gains as opposed to long gains. Chris Conte, bad job here as opposed to going upfield. He goes inside. RG3, this looks like the guy who won Rookie of the Year last year. He won't be one-dimensional in this game. The Eagles have to prepare for this guy as a dual threat.